welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Don from the south side of Milwaukee. You know, Don, I again, you are one who the people who, you know, get it. You know that something is not right. You asked the question before we went to break, who is the FDA and other organizations representing the corporations or the people, and clearly they're representing the corporations. Part of the problem with the FDA is that the politicians do not give them enough resources and to hire the amount of people that they need to hire to police.
I never thought of that.
Our food and water supplies, and that's not done by accident. That's done by design. And
yep, that's what it is. Yep, you're right.
Because again, I bought some steaks the other day, and I've really cut back on eating meat myself.
I don't believe you. If you see Food Incorporated, you don't want to touch it.
I know, but the young man.
Maybe you better, if you like hamburgers, maybe you better not watch that DVD.
No, I know, but the young man I'm raising loves steak. So, you know,
I know, so do I. This is a son of a gun when you got to stop eating that stuff. But
yeah, so when I put the steak in the skillet and look at what was happening to the steak, it didn't look like it was steak. I mean, unless you are willing to pay the top freight. I mean,
you must do a lot of cooking. See, I don't do that much cooking.
Yeah, I do.
That prepares food, I've heard that before already, that it doesn't look the same. Like, the meat does not look
the same.
So you know that there's something wrong.
Yeah, you know this, and I'm cooking this, and I'm looking at it, and I don't know what they put in it, but it certainly doesn't look like the steak or the beef that we saw when we were younger. The difference is you can still get that kind of beef if you're willing to pay an exorbitant rate for it.
That's right.
But if you can't afford to pay the exorbitant rate, there's no telling what it is that they are giving you.
That's right.
And that's where the real problem lies in the food chain.
Right.
Because I know I'm not the only one who sees that done. And yet people just accept it, you know, because they trust and believe it.
I do believe, Earl, if there was more competition, I think things would be different too. But when you only got four, you're turning into a monopoly now, you know.
Well, and this nation is supposed to be anti-monopoly, right?
Yeah. Well, we have laws in place, but they never use them, you know.
Well, see, let's talk about monopolies. Let's talk about in the city where there's only one power company, We Energies. So you're at the whim of one electric power company that charges and increases the rates whenever they feel like it. And in many other places around this nation, there's options and choices that you don't have to deal with just one company, but we're locked in this city with just one power company, which takes advantage of the people. And yet we have elected officials in positions of power who should be denying that. I talked about this the other day, Don, about why, you know, we continue to live in a society where they tell our people one thing and then do a completely different thing.
I try to listen to you every day because, like I said, like I told your partner there that you have working with you,
right.
It's such a pleasure that you're back on the air again because you were gone, because I've talked to you before, and it was such a pleasure to have it's an honor to talk to a man that has some compassion and a regular fellow, something that thinks like me.
Well, you know what, Don? I thank you for that, but what we've got to do is work really hard, really, really hard, to get the people we love and the people we know to join you and I in our way of thinking. Because if we don't do that, it's predictable where all of this is headed. When money is the god of your nation.
You hit it right on the head. That's what
right. When money has more value than people.
You know, it's so funny. We got honor money in God we trust. I don't know if that's really true.
Is that still under money?
Trust in God, you do business a lot different.
Well, yeah. Well, that's because anybody who, and unfortunately, far too many in our country. Believe in that he who has the most gold in the end, you know, he wins. You know, when you die and you have all of this and all of these things, that you are, you know, you're better. And I
you're
said
right.
this before.
There's
and
one little comment
it.
I'd like to give you yet before I let
go
you
ahead.
Now, this is not a criticism. Now, just you had that guest on before. He sounds like a very knowledgeable fellow. But, you know, Stephen Austin, I believe his name was. Now, he left me depressed. I was kind of depressed after I listened to him, you know. But anyhow, that was just me.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, human beings, he studied human beings, and he only looks at things analytically. And
I suppose I like to look at, I like to think that human beings got a different, try to get along, be peaceful. I mean, is that all in life? You know, he made it sound like, gee, well, you know, we should just accept it. Is that? I don't know. I never was.
Well, you know what? You know what, Don?
I never had that feeling in my heart ever.
Well, the great thing we can say about that, and he said it himself, that's only his opinion. So, you know, and that's all any of this is our opinions, and that's what we do on these airways, man. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time out to call. I always enjoy your conversation. But, you know, it's, I have to think long and hard now. You know, I have high blood pressure, and many people I know have high blood pressure, and it is because of what's in the food that we eat. And so if you live long enough, just about all of us are going to contract high blood pressure. And so, you know, there's somebody putting the things in your food that is going to bring that about in you and I. And it's just not right. We've got to fight back with those things. Sam, thank you very much for making the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 65 degrees. Get out and enjoy it. It's only one day. See you later. Bye.
This is mine. You can take.